Listening Library presents Grump, The Fairly True Tale of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs by Liesl Shurtleff. Read for you by Paul Fox. Chapter 1. Odd Little Dwarfling. I was born just feet from the surface of the earth, completely unheard of for a dwarf, but it couldn't be helped. Most dwarves are born deep underground, at least a mile below the surface, preferably in a cavern filled with crystals and gems, diamonds for strength, emeralds for wisdom, and sapphires for truth. Mothers and fathers try to feed their dwarflings as many healthy, powerful gems as they can within a few hours of birth, to give them the best chance in life, but I was fed none. My parents had been travelling downward the day I was born. Mother could feel me turning hard inside her belly, a sign that the time was drawing near. She wanted the very best for me. She wanted to be as deep in the earth as possible, in the birthing caverns, with their rich deposits of nutritious crystals and gems. But as my parents travelled downward, before they had even descended below the main cavern, there was a sudden collapse in one of the tunnels. The rocks nearly crushed my mother, and me with her. My father was able to get us out of the way just in time. Unfortunately, the collapse had blocked the tunnel, so we had to go up to find another way down. The strain of the climb was too much for my poor mother.
"Rubold!" she cried, clutching her belly. "It's time!"
And there was no time to waste. A dwarfling can stay inside its mother's belly for a solid decade or more, but when we're ready to come out, we come fast. And so I was born in a cavern mere feet below the earth's surface. Where